Harper Audio presents Bad Dad by David Walliams. Read by David Walliams, Peter Serevenovich, Sarah Alexander, Jocelyn G. Essien, and Nitin Ganatra. With music by Mark Morris. Introduction. Dads come in all sorts of shapes and sizes. There are fat ones and thin ones, tall ones and short ones. There are young ones and old ones, clever ones and stupid ones. There are silly ones and serious ones, loud ones and quiet ones. Of course, there are good dads and bad dads. This is the story of a dad and his son. Frank is the son. Dad is the dad. His name is Gilbert. Rita is Frank's mum. Auntie Flip is Dad's aunt. She babysits Frank sometimes. Mr. Big is a surprisingly small crime boss. Whatever time of day it is, he wears silk pyjamas and a dressing gown, with velvet slippers monogrammed Mr. B. Mr. Big has two henchmen, Fingers and Thumbs. Fingers is so called for his long, thin fingers, perfect for picking pockets. Thumbs has enormous thumbs that he uses to inflict terrible pain on Mr. Big's enemies. Will and Bear are Thumbs's fearsome nephews. Chang is Mr. Big's sinister butler. Reverend Judith is a vicar. Sergeant Scoff is the local policeman. Mr. Swivel is a one-eyed prison guard. Judge Pillar is well known for having a heart of stone. And Raj is a newsagent. Chapter 1. Roar went Dad's car as it sped round the dirt track. Frank's father was a banger racer. It was a dangerous sport. Cars would smash into each other. Bang, wallop, crunch, as they zoomed round and round. Dad raced an old Mini that he had souped up himself. He had painted a Union Jack on the car and named her Queenie after a lady he admired, Her Majesty the Queen. The car became as famous in racing circles as Dad. Queenie's engine made an unmistakable sound like a lion. Dad was king of the track. He was the greatest banger racer the town had ever seen. People came from all over the country to watch him race. Nobody won more times than him. Week after week, month after month, year after year, Dad would lift the trophies above his head as the crowds cheered and shouted his name.
Gilbert the Great! Gilbert the Great! Gilbert the Great!
Life was golden. Because Dad was a local hero, everyone wanted to know him. Whenever he took his son out for pie and mash, the owner of the shop would give them double helpings and then wouldn't let them pay a penny. If Frank was walking down the street with his father, people in cars would beep their horns, beep beep, and smile and wave. The boy always felt a burst of pride whenever that happened. Frank even got marked up on a test by his maths teacher after the man got a photo taken with his father at parents' evening. No one was a bigger fan of Dad than his own son. The boy worshipped his father. He was a hero to him. Frank longed to be just like his dad one day, a champion race car driver. His dream was to one day drive Queenie. As you might expect, father and son looked alike. Both were short and round, with sticky out ears. The boy looked like someone had put his dad into a shrinking machine. Of all the children at his school...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?